נדרם פרק זיין משנחת שעת עושה איני איכו עד הפסח שעת עושה איני מסקסה עד הפסח. Somebody who says to his wife that whatever you do or make I will not eat until Pesach, or whatever you do or make I will not wear until Pesach. Asusa lifnei ha-Pesach mutar lecho v'liskasos achar ha-Pesach. Whatever she makes before Pesach he would be allowed to eat or wear after Pesach, as since he said ad ha-Pesach, what he meant to say is that I am only offering on myself from eating or wearing it until Pesach, as we shouldn't think that what he was trying to say was that whatever you make until Pesach, I am offering on myself forever. Instead, he was saying that whatever you make until Pesach, I am only offering on myself also until Pesach. Sha'at oise ad ha-Pesach eini oicho, v'sha'at oise ad ha-Pesach eini miskaseh. If he makes the neder to his wife that whatever you make or do until Pesach, I will not eat, or whatever you do or make until Pesach, I will not wear, asusa lifnei ha-Pesach, asur lecho b'lehiskasos achar ha-Pesach. Whatever she does or makes before Pesach, he would not be allowed to eat or wear even after Pesach, as since in this case he said ad ha-Pesach before the lashon of eini oicho, therefore he had in mind that he is offering on himself forever from wearing what she makes until Pesach, as opposed in the first case where he said ad ha-Pesach after the lashon of eini oicho, so therefore ad ha-Pesach was also going on eini oicho, and that he was only offering on himself from eating until Pesach. Mesachet Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Tet Sha'at Nenes Li'ad HaPesach Im Telchi LeBeis Avich Ad HaChag. Somebody who says to his wife before Pesach that I am offering my property on you, that you cannot benefit from my property until Pesach, if you go to your father's house before the following Sukkot, as a person can offer his property on somebody else, and if that person will benefit from his property, that person will get malchus as if he was over on his own neder. Hocha lifnei ha-Pesach, asura b'hana'oso ad ha-Pesach. If she immediately goes to her father's house before Pesach, she would not be allowed to benefit from his property until Pesach, as he said that if she goes to her father's house before the following Sukkot, she cannot benefit until Pesach. Achar ha-Pesach, v'lo yachol dvar. If she does not go to her father's house before Pesach, and she benefits from her husband's property before Pesach, and then after Pesach, before Sukkot, she does go to her father's house, then she is over on the issur of lo yachol dvar, as since he told her that if she goes to her father's house before Sukkot, she cannot benefit from him until Pesach, and she benefited from him until Pesach, and then she went to her father's house before Sukkot. In hindsight, we see at the time she benefited from him. She did so be'isser, and even though we cannot give her malchus, since at the time she benefited, she had not yet gone, but she is over on this isser of lo yachol dvar. Lo yachol dvar means not to cancel your word. This is a law for somebody who is over on a netter, and therefore she gets this isser. Sha'at nenes li'ad achag im telchi le'beis avich ad ha-Pesach. Somebody who says to his wife that you cannot benefit from my property until Sukkot if you go to your father's house before Pesach, and he told her this before Pesach, v'hocha lifnei ha-Pesach, and she immediately went to her father's house before Pesach, asura b'hana'oso ad ha-chag, she would not be allowed to benefit from her husband until the next Sukkot, as since he told her if she goes before Pesach, she cannot have a no until Sukkot, and she went. She is therefore ushered to benefit from him. Umuteret leilech achar ha-Pesach. She would be allowed to go after Pesach, as he only told her if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, then she can't benefit from him until Sukkot. But if she goes after Pesach, that's okay. So therefore, she can go after Pesach.